Chapter 36. The Death of Stephen. Stephen was very active in working for the Lord. Stephen told people boldly about his faith. Many of the most educated teachers and doctors of the law began to talk with Stephen in front of the people. The teachers and doctors expected an easy victory because they thought Stephen had no education. But Stephen spoke with the power of the Holy Spirit. The large crowd clearly realized that Stephen knew Bible prophecies and that he also knew all about the law. He was able to defend the truths he taught. He completely defeated the teachers and doctors. The priests and rulers saw Stephen preaching with wonderful power. Their hearts were filled with hate. The priests and rulers did not want to accept the truths from Stephen. They wanted to stop Stephen's preaching and kill him. The priests and rulers grabbed Stephen and took him to the Sanhedrin council for trial. The best educated Jews from nearby countries were called to the trial. They were to help prove what Stephen taught was wrong. Saul was also at the trial. Everyone knew Saul was an enemy and a persecutor of anyone who believed in Jesus. Saul took a leading part against Stephen. In a powerful way, Saul explained the reasoning of the teachers to prove that Stephen was preaching dangerous ideas. Saul realized Stephen was as well educated as he was. Stephen had a full understanding of the purposes of God in spreading the gospel to other nations. Stephen believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He fully understood the rights of the Jews. He had great faith. Stephen knew that the time had come when all people should worship God in spirit and in truth, wherever they were. He clearly understood what the death of Christ meant to everyone. The priests and rulers could not win arguments against Stephen's clear and calm wisdom. But the priests and rulers spoke with force against Stephen. The priests determined to crush Stephen. The priests persecuted Stephen. They hoped to make people afraid to accept what Stephen taught. Strong charges were made against Stephen. False witnesses were paid to lie. "This man, Stephen," they said, "is always talking against our sacred temple and the law of Moses. We heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will tear down the temple and change all the customs which have come down to us from Moses." Acts 6, verse 13-14. Stephen stood face to face with his judges to answer the charge of making false statements. A holy light shone upon Stephen's face. All those sitting in the council fixed their eyes on Stephen and saw that his face looked like the face of an angel. Acts 6, verse 15. Many people who saw Stephen's lighted face trembled and covered their faces. But these people refused to admit that they were wrong. Stephen defends the truth. Stephen was asked if the charges against him were true. Now was his chance to explain his belief. Stephen answered in a clear voice so everyone in the council hall could hear. He began by telling about the history of God's chosen people. The people listened carefully as Stephen spoke. Stephen showed he knew the Jewish law. Jesus had helped Stephen understand the spiritual meaning of the law. Stephen began with Abraham and followed the events of Israel's history to the time of Solomon. Stephen used the most important happenings to explain his belief. Stephen made plain his own loyalty to God and to the Jewish faith. He showed that the law the Jews trusted for salvation could not keep them from worshiping idols. Stephen connected Jesus Christ with all the Jewish history. Stephen referred to the building of the temple by Solomon. Then Stephen used the words of both Solomon and Isaiah. "But the Most High God does not live in houses built by men. As the prophet says, 'Heaven is my throne, says the Lord, and the earth is my footstool.' What kind of a house would you build for me? Where is the place for me to live in? Did not I myself make all these things?" Acts 7, verse 48-49. The place of God's highest worship is in heaven. When Stephen reached this place in his speech, the people began to shout. The people were angry because of what Stephen said about the temple. The people were also angry because Stephen had connected Christ with the prophecies. The high priest pretended to be filled with horror and tore his coat. The actions of the priest let Stephen know that he would soon be killed. Stephen saw the people reject his words, words that the Holy Spirit had led him to speak. He knew that this would be his last witness for Jesus. Few people who read Stephen's speech in the Bible truly understand its great meaning. The time and place should be remembered to make Stephen's words carry their full meaning. By looking in the faces before him, Stephen knew what would happen. Stephen was in the middle of his speech, but he suddenly stopped and turned to the angry judges. Stephen said, "How stubborn you are! How heathen your hearts! How deaf you are to God's message! You are just as your ancestors. You too have always resisted the Holy Spirit. Was there any prophet that your ancestors did not persecute? They killed God's messengers who long ago announced the coming of his righteous servant. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You are the ones who received God's law that was handed down by angels, yet you have not obeyed it." Stephen, the first to die for Jesus. When the priests and rulers heard Stephen accuse them, they could not control themselves. The priests and rulers acted the same as wild animals. They rushed upon Stephen, grinding their teeth. Stephen showed no fear. The anger of the priests and people did not frighten Stephen. Stephen had expected this kind of persecution. His face was calm and shone with the light of angels. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing at the right side of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right side of God." Stephen no longer saw what was happening around him. The gates of heaven were open, and looking in, Stephen saw the glory of God. Stephen saw Jesus as if he, Jesus, had just gotten up from his throne. Jesus was standing, ready to strengthen Stephen, who was to die for Jesus' name. Stephen described the glorious sight he saw, but Stephen's persecutors would not listen. They covered their ears. Again, Stephen's persecutors rushed at him with shouts and loud cries. The large group of people dragged Stephen out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses who had accused Stephen were required to throw the first stones. These persons took off their coats and threw them down at the feet of Saul. Saul had strongly urged that Stephen be killed. During the terrible pain of this cruel death, Stephen prayed for his murderers. Jesus and Stephen both prayed for the men who murdered them. The people who watched Stephen die would never forget the experience. The sign of God upon Stephen's face and his beautiful words touched their hearts. Stephen's words remained in their memories. His words were a witness of the truth that Stephen had taught. Only the people who had continually resisted the truth were too hardened to be touched by Stephen's death. Stephen had not been condemned to death by the Roman authorities. The Romans did not try to find out why Stephen had been killed. The authorities were paid a lot of money to keep silent and forget what happened. The death of Stephen was a difficult trial for the believers. Stephen's death also changed Saul's life. Saul could never forget the faith and love shown by Stephen, nor the glory that rested on Stephen's face. Saul had been angry and excited during Stephen's trial and death. Later, Saul was upset because he felt that, while Stephen was being hated by men, God was showing that he loved Stephen. Saul continued to persecute the church of God. Saul searched for the believers. Saul arrested some of the believers in their homes. Then Saul delivered them to the priests and rulers to be put in prison and killed. Saul's persecution terrified the believers in Jerusalem. The Roman authorities made no special effort to stop the terrible work. The Romans secretly helped the Jews to gain their favor. Saul was honored among the Jews because of his education. Saul also was honored for his eagerness in persecuting the believers. After Saul's part in Stephen's death, Saul was honored by being chosen as a member of the Sanhedrin Council. The educated Saul was a strong influence in the hands of Satan to do Satan's rebellion against Jesus. But God is always stronger than Satan. God chose Saul to take the place of Stephen and to work and suffer for the name of Jesus.